News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Just got a text from a listener a moment ago. Said it pretty clearly. Said that she thinks the business community has decided that the unvaccinated are expendable after weighing money versus individual employees. That's a crying shame. Hey, listen, we had breaking news a moment ago about United Launch Alliance, a rocket manufacturer over in Decatur. They're vital to the national interest, aren't they? I think they are. But they've got employees that are walking off. And I've got a call coming in on line five that I want to take that may relate to that. So I'm going to go to line five, William from Decatur. Hey, William, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm standing out here at the gate of ULA, and what we are trying to fight for, of course, is our right to make a choice. And some of us have been here for 21 years. 10 months ago, they gave us a letter that said that we were essential workers and we needed to come to work no matter what. No vaccine, no nothing available. And we were all here working, trying to maintain this plant going. Today, they got people being walked off because they didn't wear a mask. Whether they were drinking or whether they have a oversight, they're being terminated and fired, looking for any excuse to get them out of the gate.
Wow. Where did the switch flip, William? And by the way, William, I am really sorry you're having to go through all this, but I appreciate you calling in because I think our listeners need to hear this is happening right here in the listening area. So when did the switch flip? I mean, you guys were considered essential employees. When did it stop feeling like you were essential?
As soon as the mandate was in place by the president, our company said that their contracts were being renegotiated by the government, and we were under the federal mandate. Of course, a federal mandate is not out there yet. We don't have an order or a law that says that we have to go through this, but our company CEO is being very proactive. He wants to be ahead of the curve and be upfront about being one of the first ones on the aerospace industry to mandate their employees to have the vaccine.
Another thing
I don't know if you're aware of, and it's very appalling to me, is the Department of Alabama AIDT is set up a trailer right here on our parking lot, and that trailer is going to be training the people that's going to be replacing us on Monday. So I didn't know the state of Alabama was in the business of training replacement workers. Our own tax dollars are being used not only just to replace us, but to train the people that are coming right behind us.
No, I did not know that.
That is appalling.
And that bothers me greatly. And I've worked, as a former state senator, I've worked with AIDT. They're good at helping new factories find a workforce. But this almost feels like the same time as the governor is proposing this executive order that didn't really help you a whole lot, at the same time they're sending AIDT up there to help replace those of you that are losing your jobs. I had not heard that. That's amazing to me.
Well, that trailer was pulled into our parking lot Monday.
So William, let me ask you this: how many of your employees there are looking at losing their jobs instead of getting the vaccine? Do you know?
The last number that I had was around 185 people was not vaccinated. Of course, the company sending text messages and making phone calls on our personal phones, reminding us that on the 29th, if we haven't turned in our vaccination record, we will not be in compliance. And October 30th, we will not be allowed to come in the facility. Our badges will be turned off, and we will be terminated for non-compliance with company policy.
So the article that I read a little while ago, the article I read a little while ago, William, said there's roughly 697 employees out there, and you're telling me that 185 of those may have to be replaced? Is that what you just said?
Well, I think that's the number that was not vaccinated. I'm sure some of those individuals will address their personal situation in this week, and some of them might decide to take it. Some of them are not going to, and they're going to be leaving.
William, we got about a minute left before this segment ends, but I want to tell you, first of all, how much I appreciate you calling in, because this is the most timely call I could have ever asked for. This is breaking news, and you're also giving it to us straight. Can I ask you personally, are you at risk of losing your job, or you think you're going to wind up losing your job personally?
Well, and I'm in a different situation. I'm going to be able to leave here and retire if I don't get fired between now and Friday, and I'll be able to draw, you know, my 401k, and I'll be fine. I feel for the younger generations that don't have that ability to deny this tyrannical mandate. I feel for those guys that are going to have to leave and go find another job.
Well, William, God bless you, man, and I'm hoping that we can see something happen very soon with our Attorney General. We're up against a break right now, but I would like for you to call in and keep us posted as you see this thing develop, because I think the audience needs to hear this. This is the human factor that's involved in all of this. And William, God bless you, Godspeed, and keep us posted, all right? All right, folks, that was an amazing call. Did you hear that? Talk about timely. We just broke that news right here on Right Side Radio. Story broke 45 minutes ago, and one of those employees just called and gave us a scoop on what's happening at United Launch Alliance as they literally look at laying off well over 100 people, because they've already got state influence up there training new people to replace them. Fires me up. I'll be right back.